listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here today for the French President Trump presidential press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President, right here.
Thank you, Mr. President. Raven Ray with Politico. Sir, you said a few days ago that you canceled the Republican convention scheduled to take place in Jacksonville, Florida, because you told your people, quote, the timing is not right. Well, given that coronavirus infections had already increased by more than 100% by June 15th, and you hadn't canceled live convention plans yet, what new information came to you in mid-July that made you say the timing wasn't right?
Well, to be honest with you, Birdie, Melania has put on a few pounds right around the middle. She looks like she's wearing an inner tube, but she's nowhere near a pool. I just really don't want her walking beside me on stage in front of all those people. It's a little embarrassing. I've tried to talk to her about it, but she just keeps shouting, be best, be best. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony! Sir. Hey, how you doing, Tony? Hey! Yes.
I'm great, Mr. President. Thank you. Sir, when asked if you were a psychopath, your niece, Mary Trump, who holds a PhD in clinical psychology, said that whether or not you are a psychopath is irrelevant because you act like one. The definition of a psychopath is one with impaired empathy and remorse and bold, disinhibited, and egotistical traits.
Tony, she has a drug problem. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes,
Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. Sir, some Republican leaders who have followed your lead and refused to wear masks have become infected. In fact, one who attended your maskless Tulsa rally had just died of COVID-19. Do you feel any remorse?
No, I feel fine. Thank you for asking, Emmett. Next question.
Mr. President.
Whitney Chang with the Huffington Post. Sir, it's been reported that at the time you announced that the New York Yankees asked you to throw out their first pitch, neither the New York Yankees nor the White House knew anything about it. Did you make that up just because you were jealous of Fauci?
Jealous of Fauci? Are you fucking crazy? A short guy who took his own tests in school? Why would a French President Trump be jealous of Fauci? And anyway, that is fake news. The New York Yankees did too ask me to throw out the first pitch. They asked me to pitch the whole game, which I cannot do because I'm too busy doing my coronavirus profongs. Next question.
Mr. President.
Emmett Manning, New York Newsday again. Sir, you've talked to Putin recently, but you've said you didn't talk to him about him saying he would pay for the Taliban for every American soldier they kill. Why is that, sir?
Putin and I have so much to talk about. He is my mentor in the Junior Ruthless Dictator Club, and I'm working on my distraction badge. So, Cubby and I have been very busy. He is very proud of moi. Also, we had to talk about arms control. I told him that I need control of my arms because the New York Yankees have asked me to pitch and catch for them. So I have to control my arms to pitch, then run very fast and catch the ball. If I don't have complete arms control, I'll get hit by the bat. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Karen von Carlson, OANN. Mr. President, doesn't Dr. Fauci work for your administration, sir? So doesn't it stand to reason that his high approval ratings for handling the coronavirus are really your high approval ratings? I mean, sir, who doesn't see that?
Thank you, Karen. The Democrats don't see that, and the Never Trumpers, and the Antifa, and the anarchists, and the teachers who are teaching our students to hate our country. Ooh. I mean, my approval ratings are very low.
Ooh.
No one likes me.
Are they? Oh, they do, sir. Many of them are in the silent majority, sir. You just can't hear them, but they're out there, sir. I like you, Mr. President.
Do you have a question for him?
Shut up, Birdwoman! Karen von Carlson is worth 10 of you, and 10 is a very big number. Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Topps Baseball Card Company put out a Fauci collectible baseball card, and it is already sold out. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, really? That's the first I've heard of that, because I was busy posing for the cover of Sports Illustrated. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News.
Hello, Tony. It's fantastic pizza you make. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. You have said that you were very impressed with Dr. Stella Emanuel, who I believe you saw on a video that you retweeted. She was standing in front of the Supreme Court with a Tea Party-backed group calling themselves America's Frontline Doctors. And on the video, she says that people don't have to wear masks and that there's a cure for COVID-19. Dr. Emanuel has also made such claims as that women's gynecological problems are caused by their having sex with demons and witches during their dreams. You've said she made some very good points. What are those points, sir?
Well, Ivanka has had a nagging yeast infection for a very long time. And have you looked closely at Jared? Surely Ivanka has dreamed about him banging her. So that impressed me. Plus, of course, she said people do not have to wear masks.
But Mr. President, just days ago, you said that you do support wearing masks.
I had an off day that day, Tony. Does your crust always come out just right? Of course not. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning from New York Newsday again. Mr. President, would you let Dr. Stella Emanuel treat one of your family members?
Absolutely. I'm sure she could cure Mary's incontinence. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Raven Ray again from Politico. Mr. President, if the new FBI building is built in another location, that would leave the property across from your Washington, D.C. hotel open for the possibility of a rival hotel being constructed. So why have you used the coronavirus relief bill to ask for money to rebuild there, but you refuse money for cash-strapped cities?
Ray, if the FBI building ends up in the suburbs, they will not be safe. The suburbs are under siege. Every time Joe Biden speaks, the suburbs are one step closer to being the village of the damned. All of those people who worked so hard so they can have a little suburban home will have to live beside other people who are given opportunity. Only I can save the suburbs and the FBI. Next question.
Mr. President. Karen von Carlson. Sir, is there any way you could deploy the Space Force into the suburbs, sir? Or maybe at Portland?
That is a very good idea, Karen von Carlson. Thank you. I will look into that. Would you like to ask another question, Karen?
Oh, yes, I would. You were invited to civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis's funeral, were you not, sir? And you were only unable to attend because of football practice, right?
That is right, Karen. They desperately wanted me at the funeral for John Lewis. But I will be playing for the New England Patriots this year. Can you get someone on the phone? One thing my father taught me about being on a team is that you buy off politicians, hide your fraudulent taxes, and lie your fucking ass off. Oh, wait. I mean, you never miss a practice. No more questions. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.